Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on bassline theory and the Amen Variation Drive method for old school rave pressure. If you love that classic jungle feeling where the bassline doesn't just sit under the drums, but actually pushes the break forward, reacts to the snare, and keeps the whole tune moving, this one is for you. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. We're going to build a bassline that feels alive by using small, intentional variations around the Amen break, not random changes. Not a lead melody, just focused rhythmic pressure. Clean low-end control and a mid-bass layer that brings attitude, grit, and movement. We'll do this in Ableton using stock tools, so you can keep the workflow fast and repeatable. By the end, you should have a loop that feels like old-school rave energy. Tight, a little gritty, highly rhythmic, and full of tension, without losing the pocket. Set your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a strong sweet spot for this style. Go into arrangement view so you can hear the bass line in context as it develops. Then create four tracks: your Amen drums, a sub bass track, a mid bass track, and an optional FX or atmosphere track if you want a little extra space around the loop. First, drop in your Amen break and loop it for one or two bars. Before you even write bass notes, listen closely to the break. You're looking for the strong snare hits, the kicks, the ghost notes, and the tiny gaps after the snare. Those are the places your bassline can answer the drums instead of fighting them. A good rule in this style is, don't fight the break. Lean into the gaps. Let the Amen be the punctuation, and let the bass become the response. Now build the sublayer first. Keep this clean and simple. A great choice is operator with a sine wave, mono. No unnecessary modulation, and a very basic envelope. The sub should be boring on purpose. That's not a flaw. That discipline is what makes the top layers feel stronger. On the sub track, use a simple chain-like operator, then EQ8, then utility, and maybe a light saturator if needed. Turn utility to mono, keep the width at 0, and high pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz, just to clear useless rumble. If the low end starts getting muddy around 120 to 200 Hz, trim that area a bit too. If you need a touch more density, add just a little saturation, but don't overcook it. Now write the first bass phrase using only a few notes, root notes, maybe one or two passing notes, and short note lengths. Start with a one-bar loop. Don't worry about making it fancy yet. Focus on the rhythm. Put in one strong note on the downbeat, a short note before or after the snare, and maybe the pickup into the next bar. The exact pitch matters less than the shape and pressure of the rhythm. This is where the Amen Variation Drive method starts to come alive. The goal is to create a repeating motif with slight changes every one or two bars. Think hit, gap, answer, push, release. That's the feel. You want the bass line to mirror the internal movement of the Amen without copying it exactly. So maybe bar 1 has a strong root note on the 1, then a couple of short stabs after the snare. Bar 2 repeats the idea, but one note moves or one rest appears. Bar 3 gets a little pickup into the bar line. Bar 4 opens up just enough to reset the loop. That tiny shift is often more powerful than a big rewrite. Now duplicate that MIDI to a second track and turn it into your mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. The sub stays stable. The mid-bass gets to move, grind, and speak. For the mid-bass, Wave Eatable is a great choice, or operator, or even roar if you want more aggressive modern edge. Use a richer oscillator like saw or square, maybe a Wave Eatable with harmonics. Keep it mono or nearly mono. Add filter movement and a bit of saturation. That gives you the kind of rave pressure that translates on smaller speakers too. A strong mid-bass chain could be Wave Eatable, auto filter, saturator, roar or overdrive, then EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor. You can also add corpus if you want a resonant metallic edge. Set the filter so it's low enough to stay controlled, but high enough to speak. Something around 120 to 300 Hz depending on the sound can work well. Use moderate resonance and enough envelope movement to add bite without turning it into a huge wobble. This style is about pressure, not dubstep style overstatement. If you want more control, map macros to filter cutoff, drive, Wave Eatable position, decay, and resonance. That way you can perform variations without constantly rewriting notes. Now comes an important workflow move. Don't think of variation as random editing. Think of it as a system. Make three or four versions of the same phrase. Keep one original, make one with a shifted note, one with slightly more space, one with a fill for transitions. In Ableton Live 12, you can duplicate clips, use clip variations, or build an instrument rack and perform the changes with macros. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They either make the line too repetitive, or they start changing too much and lose the groove. The sweet spot is micro contrast. Move one note earlier. Shorten one tail. Swap one accent for a rest. That kind of change keeps the loop alive without breaking the pocket. Note length matters a lot here. In old school jungle and rave pressure, space is a weapon. Short sub notes leave room for the break. Short mid-bass notes hit harder and keep the low end clean. If everything is long, the groove turns blurry. So go into the MIDI editor and shape those note lengths carefully. Let some notes stop just before the next drum hit. Use overlap only when you actually want glide. And yes, glide can be great here, but use it like a weapon, not decoration. A little portamento on pickup notes or into a bar line can create urgency. If every note slides, the groove loses its punch. So keep glide subtle and selective. For processing, keep the sub clean and the mid-bass dirty. That's the balance. The sub should stay stable and focused. The mid-bass can take saturation, distortion, filtering, compression, maybe even a little redux or amp if you want extra edge. Just be careful not to destroy the low-end foundation. Sidechain is also key. Use a compressor on the bass group sidechain to the kick or the drum bus. Start with a moderate ratio, quick attack, and a release that breathes with the groove. In this style, it often feels better to sidechain the mid-bass more heavily than the sub. Let the sub remain relatively solid, and use automation or control dips for specific phrase movement. Now let's talk arrangement, because old school pressure is not just about the sound, it's about the pressure curve. Build your drop in 8-bar blocks if you can. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 open up a little more. Bars 5 and 6 bring the strongest variation. Bars 7 and 8 pull back slightly or create a turnaround. That gives you a feeling of motion, without needing a brand new sound every 4 seconds. This is where the amen and bass start talking to each other. The bass should answer the snare, leave room for the ghost notes, and create that feeling that it's always one step ahead of the listener. A useful teacher trick is to mute the bass and listen to the break on its own. Then bring the bass back in and ask yourself, is it enhancing the drums, or is it stepping on them? Does it fill the dead space? Does it leave deliberate air before the snare? Does it feel urgent at low volume, not just loud and distorted? That low volume test is huge. If the groove still feels strong when quiet, the rhythm design is solid. If it only works because it's loud and fuzzy, the writing may be too dependent on sound design. For darker pressure, you can also use tension tones very sparingly. A flat 5, a minor 2nd, a minor 7th, or an octave jump can add menace. But don't overdo harmony. In this style, the groove is the star. The harmony just adds a little bite. You can also add a hidden ghost note layer at very low volume or a very quiet presence layer in the upper mids, just enough to help the bass read through the break. And if you want character, resample the groove to audio. Slice it, reverse a tail, shift a hit, or pitch a small fragment down for a transition. That kind of resampling is very true to jungle workflow, and it can give you that slightly unpredictable rave edge. Here's a practical exercise if you want to lock this in. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Use one amen loop, one sub-bass track, and one mid-bass track. Only use 3 root notes. Make one rhythmic variation per bar. Keep the sub clean. Add one automation move on the mid-bass filter. Then loop it and listen for pressure. The goal is to hear the break clearly, while the bass feels like it's driving forward rather than just repeating. If you want to push further, build a 16-bar loop with 4 distinct variations. Keep the sub boring on purpose. Let the mid layer do the talking. Add 2 automation moves. Maybe render the mid bass to audio and make one variation from the resample instead of the synth. That forces you to think like an arranger, not just a programmer. So to wrap it up, the amen variation drive method is all about controlled movement. Start with a strong rhythmic bass. Let the amen dictate the groove. Make small, intentional changes. Keep the sub stable. Let the mid bass bring the energy. Use arrangement to build pressure. And always remember, in old school rave and jungle, the best bass lines don't just support the track, they haul it forward. That's the pressure. Now go build it in Ableton Live 12.